This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
He is the best weekly radio guest on planet Earth, and we're lucky to have him. Major Garrett is here. Would you like me to send you just motivational comments?
I'm honored to be on the phone with what is now clearly a world-renowned motivational speaker.
Yeah, I appreciate that you recognize that. I wish you would have recognized
it
earlier.
Not only do I recognize it, I recognize it.
Yeah. You're craving it, aren't you? You are craving it. You know. All right, speaking of motivation, can I tell your guy, Joe Biden?
My guy? What are you talking about?
Your guy, Joe Biden. You guys spent a lot of time together. Just live your life, Joe. You have been out in the public eye since the early 70s. You wanted to be president. You were president. You were vice president. You were a senator. It's time for you and Jill to just celebrate life. And now he started with a BBC appearance. Then he's on The View. And to me, Major, he looked the same, where he had moments where there was clarity. He had other moments when he was struggling, I thought, mightily. Mm-hmm. When his wife has to step in. Yep. I know we've already had a series of books come out.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Thompson and Jake Tapper are about to have another book come out, which apparently is very damning about how much the former president was struggling. Is that what this is about, just trying to get ahead and just telling his side of the story again and really, to me, influencing almost no one?
Well, it is about trying to stop being buried by the post-election book-a-thon, because already books that have come out about the campaign, and there have been a couple, very critical of not necessarily his physical or mental capabilities or stamina, but the intense protective nature, or the intensely protective nature of those within the White House. And you and I have had this conversation many times. Did the press miss something? And I will summarize my answer again. If through the Biden presidency, you as a listener to this program came to the conclusion that President Biden at age 81 or 82 or even 79 wasn't up to it, how did you reach that conclusion? You reached that conclusion by observing him yourself. How did that happen? Through the media or through social media? What were you deprived of in that process? I am not a doctor. I am not capable of asking, and I wasn't at the White House every day anyway, but even if I was, and many of my colleagues struggled with this, there are only so many ways you can get at this. If the presidency and the White House says, president's fine, you see the president either stumble or stammer or have a moment of let us just be generous and say unclarity. The public absorbs that, puts it in the back of their mind, sees it again, maybe sees it again. Maybe it's 6 or 8 months down the road. Were there obvious attempts to make things look worse than they were or describe them in ways that they weren't by critics of the president? Yes. But I think the public saw what was clear. And we in the press did note routinely how frequently he engaged in press conferences and interactions, spontaneous interactions with the press, of which President Trump does all the time.
Constantly.
2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah.
You know? And I also, on this program, made very careful note of an early press conference, meaning early in the Biden presidency, when he said there would be nothing in Afghanistan when we left that would look anything like Vietnam.
Yeah.
And he was adamant about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's, we all remember how that played out.
It was a disaster.
And it was from that point forward that they really began to create this, hey, we better not do that sort of thing with him. And he agreed to it. So all of this flows through the president. All of this flows through those closest to him, and history will not judge them kindly. They simply won't. But he's making himself visible in order to not be buried completely. But he's still pretty buried.
The part of the story that still bothers me the most is not the media. It is the people within the White House and the many politicians you interview on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
and I do to a lesser degree. But I consume it quite a bit because of this show and the number of times where the president would have a moment or two or multiple where he clearly wasn't sharp. And there were moments when you're like, just as an observer, is this guy up for the office? And then you would click on all over the place and what you would hear is, oh, my God, you should see him behind the scenes. He is the most amazing. He's more razor sharp than any human being I've been with. Then 2 days later, he's out again, and he's still struggling. They just weren't telling the truth. Simple as that.
That part is true, and that part is where the historical accountability will be most harsh and unrelenting and properly so. But let's remember this one, I believe, near unforgettable moment in this context of the Biden presidency. The Hur report comes out. Says he can't be charged, shouldn't be charged because he's an elderly man with a poor memory. A ferociously angry Joe Biden comes out and in a press conference to prove he's on top of things, calls the president of Egypt the president of Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that was, and that was not atypical. Let's just be honest.
Nope.
That was happening too much. Let's pause here. Let's come back. Let's talk about Donald Trump and let's talk about another one of Major's good friends. In fact, he socializes with Judge Jeanine frequently. Frequently. And also, we should ask him, Dave, when we come back. He's a former Fox News employee. Why in the hell doesn't he have a job with this administration yet?
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the few left who's even walked by the building that doesn't have a job in the administration. One of the few who said Fox News that doesn't have a job. All right, Major, the great Major, is with us. Major would love Stretch Lab. I guarantee you that. He's a fit man. He exercises on a regular basis. Maybe a weekend when he's going to relax. Then Monday, he's not as flexible. That range of motion, not as good. That mobility, not quite there. Stretch Lab will help him out just like all of you. I've been going to Stretch Lab since 2019. And every time I go there, I see a wide variety. I might see a 12-year-old kid in there. I might see my son with me, 24-year-old, with significant health issues tied to the genetic syndrome that he has, and they're amazing with him. Might see a guy in his late 50s like me who needs to feel better. They'll help you. Train specialists. You just don't walk in from the street and say, I want to work here at Stretch Lab. No, weeks and weeks and weeks of training with great results. You'll feel better right away. Half off, I repeat, half off your first visit. 11 locations. StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The bumper music theme, Major Garrett, today, in honor of Pope Leo XIV, anyone where their name somehow is Leo. Somehow is Leo. As you know, that's Leo Sayer.
Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. What kind of disco dancer was Major Garrett back in the day?
Why back in the day?
Well, yeah, no, maybe now. I'm sorry. I should not put you into the paradigm of decades ago. Why not now? Why not tonight?
No. There'll be no disco dancing tonight. However,
yeah,
I am actuarially situated right in the disco era. Born in 1962, which means in high school 78, 79,
yeah,
college 80, 81.
Perfect.
I mean, that's all right there. It's
yeah,
all right there.
Wheelhouse.
And I had my first girlfriend, my beloved girlfriend, Leah Pollock, junior and senior year in high school. We took disco dancing lessons together. Even in San Diego.
Are you serious? Oh, it's so
good. We did. Disco was such a rage. People forget.
Yeah.
People actually really forget. It was not like notionally, like, oh, it was popular. No.
Everywhere.
It was, for about 2.5 to 3 years, a nationwide phenomenon that touched every demographic group. So much so that there were clubs opened in San Diego just for teens. Non-alcoholic clubs where you could go and disco dance. And when I took these lessons at the community center, there were kids my age. Obviously, my girlfriend and I were 16, 17. There were seniors there. There were people in between. It was a rage of that was almost transcendent in our country. Short-lived, happily so, but it was, for its time, amazing.
I have to offer one correction. I know you're
and the
hot.
The answer to your question is terrible.
Terrible?
That's the kind of disco dancer I was.
Dave, I have to step in and correct Major. I don't enjoy this, but I was told the age separation was similar to Bill Belichick and Jordan. That Leo was in her mid to late 60s, but that Major fell for.
Not Leo, Leah.
Leah. See, I'm not even sure that was her real name. Dolores. I think it was Dolores at that point. I mean, you would see somebody in their 60s. I see Dolores. Although, what am I talking about? I'm 2 weeks from that age, so I need to stop talking. All right, let's.
I think that's a good call. Stop talking.
Yeah, yes.
I have a card in my wallet.
Yes, you do. So good. Okay, you know who else was disco dancing in the late 70s, 80s? Donald Trump, Studio 54. He was a regular.
Yes, I mean, indeed.
He was right in the middle of it. Okay.
To quote our current president, making it through the 70s and 80s and not getting a sexually transmitted disease was his Vietnam.
That's it. That is a quote from Donald Trump verbatim on the Howard Stern show when he used to be funny, when I was amused by the man. Judge
Trump or Stern?
Judge Jeanine, your thoughts.
So I didn't necessarily have in mind that Judge Jeanine would be nominated to be she's currently the acting U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia. Mm-hmm. We'll see if the nomination papers make it to the Senate or this is just a short-term thing. But the reason this happened is because the first nominee, Ed Martin, only a J6 attorney representing clients, but that's okay. Everyone in this country deserves legal representation and formidable legal representation. I have no problem with that. I do have a problem with him describing January 6, 2021 as Mardi Gras,
yep,
as a non-event, and implying at times that it was a government setup, that it was an inside job, none of which is true, and ferociously denying the verified, legally discovered, and repetitively audited results of the 2020 election. Senate Republicans rose up and said it's not going to be Ed Martin. We're not going to confirm him as the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia.
His association says, with some white supremacists, too, right?
Yeah, you won't do that guy? I'll give you. I got a whole pipeline of these folks.
Yeah.
And Janine's on TV, which means there's more pressure on you. She was a district attorney in Westchester County. You're going to vote against that, blah, blah, blah. So this is the Trump White House. And what's interesting about this and important for everyone to understand, they have a preparatory plan for just about everything. And you knock down one or knock down one executive mm-hmm. order, they'll have one right behind it. They'll have another nominee right behind it. They have a certain number of hardcore loyalists, and those numbers for a lot of these important positions, not limited to one. They don't just have one. They have two, three, or four.
The president, Truth Social today, dropping the idea 80% as the tariff because we've got meetings. And then also saying, up to you, Scott B., referring to Scott his B. Treasury secretary. What about that?
So Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, earlier this week said we had to de-escalate with China. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're de-escalating. So we're walking away from the trade war because I guess they're not all the terrible things that the Trump administration has been saying about China for the last 6 or 8 weeks, many of which are substantively true. There are problems with our trade relationship with China. They do manipulate their currency. They do steal intellectual property. They do have onerous ownership rules and regulations that make it difficult for American businesses to operate in China as they would prefer. All that's true. But now we're trying to de-escalate all that. Those are Howard Lutnick's words. 80% is not where it's going to be, but it's nearly half of 145, which is a trade embargo rate, just as 80 is a trade embargo rate.
Yeah, that's it.
It's going to come down. And why this all matters is the two principal reasons to go down this whole destabilizing road was for revenue and reshoring. Reshoring means bringing things back that are in China. Well, you're not going to get revenue if tariffs are temporary, and you're not going to reshore if tariffs are temporary because no one's going to change their behavior if the tariff rates are going to basically be pretty close to where they once were.
Yep.
They'll figure out a way to massage their way around that. So this is a war started and a war now being pulled back from by the Trump White House.
I have to jump in. Great as always. Enjoy the weekend. Get those dancing shoes on, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks.
Major, next hour, Shaletta and John Krasinski on the Wolves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.